missionaries can tell you about it. They've been attacked many different times, and they didn't know what it was in the beginning, but old, dark, left-hand path. I mean, really, really dark sorcerers, witch doctors, they call it down in South Africa. Well, they've been doing astral projection for a long time, aided by the demonic, aided by dark spirits, no question about it. Now, all over the world, there is a growing awareness of astral projection, but what most do not realize is that it has been practiced many thousands of years ago. It has been a part of deep demonized tribes, bloodlines, old occultism, but with the New Age, largest, broadest counterfeit spirituality in the history of the church, it's out on the field right now, and astral projection is a big thing. Remote viewers and astral projection, a big thing. Listen, the Luciferians and satanic ritual abuse, if there really are 100 million victims worldwide, multinational, then you've got in every one of them the creation of subpersonalities demonized, able and trained and practicing astral projection, not only in the gaining, connecting, informing, getting information, recon, all the rest, but spiritual attack on believers in Christ. It happens to missionaries. The pastors, you know, they've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They haven't realized that it's not just normal in the sense of normal spiritual warfare, but it's been ramped up in these last 30, 40 years. They've got covens that have identified them. They've got individuals that know how to summon the demons and send them in a targeted, assigned way. That includes those same coven members knowing how to astral project, joining three of them, triangulating, so that the demons in each one and the astral projection out of their body makes it even stronger, makes it even more powerful, and so they go to bring harm. How do you tell the difference? I mean, ultimately, evil, the hand of evil touches, brings harm, but there is a difference even in the sense of it all. I think astral projection has everything to do with the hundreds of thousands worldwide experiencing sleep paralysis. I believe that some of it, if not much of it, is where others have learned, practitioners have learned how to get out of their bodies. Notice, they don't want to just cause fear and trembling, though that creates a broader doorway, better control for the demonized human spirit or the demon itself. They want what? Sex? They want to rape? They want to harm? They want to create fear? You ever have an astral projector show up and give you $1,000? You ever have an astral projector show up and tell you how to get saved and come to Christ? Never happen. It's not in their nature. If someone is astraling out, even in the New Age sense, though they think it's translucent spirit guides or empowerments or energies, it is as dark as any demon is dark. They're being used. Elated in their own egos, they're being used. And in a real sense, there is spiritual rape going on by the demonic across the board. What about shadow people? You know, people have been talking about shadow people now for some time. They see something, actually walk across the room, actually there. Now, let me tell you something. It's not that demons cannot manifest and that you might not, that you may or may not see. That's, in a real sense, rare. But now when you have astral projection, fused, of course, energized, of course, by the power of a demon or more, well, then this whole experience. And it's growing, and it's growing. It has been ramped up. It is happening all over the place. Welcome. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Shatters live broadcast here on the 24th of June, a Friday night, 6 p.m. We are into it this week. Astral projection, astral attack. We've been talking all this week about the sheer numbers into the hundreds of thousands. As far as websites and interaction on the web, books, Listen, I ordered materials last week and this week over and over again, and just reading more and studying more only again shows how broad this is going. On the one side, there are those who are astral projection. I mean, they know that it's energy. They know that it's power. They know that there's something there that is guiding them and leading them out. But what they don't realize, what they can't detect, because they've received the deception. If you receive the deception, you are deceived. You are blinded in your ability to perceive, to discern, to know what it is. It's been cloaked. It's been covered over. It's like going outside to your lights at night, the car lights, and painting over the lights with black paint and trying to see. And so the eyes of the heart have been blackened by dark presence. Now, you can read about this. You can research this. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians in the Bible, chapter 1, when the Apostle Paul prays, led by the Spirit of God, for believers, that you and I would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we would know Jesus better. That is epigenosis, that we would know Jesus experientially full to the full, and that the eyes of our heart would be brightened, lightened, enlightened. Check it out. Do a deep study of that. The eyes of the heart. That is the inward capacity. We've been wired to know God. We've been wired to be spiritually connected. Matter of fact, when you're born again in the Spirit of God, Romans chapter 8, His Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. There is a spiritual witness on the inside. God the Holy Spirit, that has brought the living Christ inside, awakens you. That's the idea, being born again, or literally born from above. And now God is there, and now it seems as though you once knew that God was out there somewhere, but now God is inside. You know Him, you're alive in Him, and we can pray, God, enlighten the eyes of my heart, the inside capacity to spiritually take in, receive, perceive, discern. May the Spirit of God bless every single listener to this broadcast or archive. May God open the eyes, brighten the eyes, enlighten the eyes of your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll know the inheritance you have in Christ and the incomparable great power that you have in Christ. You read it, Ephesians 1, that power is like the working that was exerted in the resurrection of Christ. That's who dwells in you. Christ, the Spirit of God, the very power that conceived Him, the very power that was upon Him, the very power to save, heal, and deliver, the power to be born again and saved, dwelling within the believer. You've been given authority. You and I have been told to put on the armor of God and leave it on. You and I have been told to watch for the impending danger. You and I have been told to enjoy and to consider it a privilege and to be filled with gratitude concerning our walk in Christ. But we are also to carry a massive spiritual sword. Satan and the demonic realm, well, they're just eating fallen humanity for lunch. 2 Corinthians 10:4. The weapons we fight with are not weapons, or they're not carnal, but they have divine power to destroy. You ever read that? You ever take a look at that verse there in 2 Corinthians 10:14? It is massive. It is literally massive to take an understanding of, you know, what we're dealing with. When we stop, when we take a look at the Word of God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's part of spiritual warfare. The enemy sending arrows, involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts. They come against the believer contrary to the will of God, contrary to the presence of God, contrary to the word of God. And when you feel that, and when you sense that, those involuntary things coming in to create doubt inside of you, face it off in the name of Christ. Cast it down in the name of the living Christ. And stand up and rebuke the demons that are sending it. And if necessary, rebuke the power of the demon projecting a human spirit out to bring engagement. Or strike the demon that's been sent in ritual summoning. We're going to talk about all that today. This is Friday the 24th. This is just two things on the notes today, A and B. Detecting astral, and I want to add to that, detecting astral and ritual spiritual warfare. And B, stopping it. Stopping the ritually sent demons and or the astral attack that is energized by the demonic. I want to welcome you to the show tonight. Shadow people and alien presence and sleep paralysis and visitation and entities. Well, as the scripture, as the Spirit of God has said, it'll be ramped up beyond anything in all history. Do we know that yet? Now, we could either, as believers, run and hide, hang on to the ancient demythologizers like Bultmann, and look to the old cessationists, and sit there as a skeptic and or a scoffer, not realizing that in the arrogance of skepticism, the flesh of skepticism, and the arrogance of cessationism, that you can do nothing to help anybody nor yourself. That spiritually, literally, through false teaching and not a faith grip of biblical revelation, you've lost your spiritual sight. Theologians and pastors can be as dense spiritually. Well, let me just say it this way. As dense as a mule. And out of your own experience, where there is none, you can't even tell individuals how to be filled with the Spirit of God, how to seek, desire, find spiritual gifts, the graces, the mercies, the workings of the Spirit of the Lord to work, to bring about the actual effect of grace and mercy in life. I don't want to ask somebody that has a billion questions and skepticism over the power of prayer. I want to ask somebody who prays powerfully and gets powerful effect, James 5. That's who I want to ask about prayer. I want to ask E.M. Bounds. I want to ask Oswald Sanders. I want to ask Andrew Murray. I want to ask Dwight L. Moody. I want to ask individuals where the power of God, like the rest of the scriptures that is written, guided by the Spirit of God, but intertwined in the depth of experience. Paul can write, and Peter can write, and Jude could write. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in, Greek word, in the spear, the power, and movement of the Spirit of God. Christian, you've been given the Spirit of God to be the one to unleash the living Christ on the inside. Christ with you, Christ in you, Christ upon you. Listen, my friends, never departing from you. Get over it. Stand up. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Right? You believe the word, you'll experience the word. You put it into practice, it becomes operative in your life. If not, the enemy can at times, well, even you as a believer, eat your lunch, keep you in defeat, keep you suppressed, keep you oppressed, keep you down, keep you questioning, keep you wondering. When all the while you can be filled with God, filled with the word of God, filled with experience in Christ. A history of seasoned, spiritual, fruit-producing warriors is what is needed. Hey, may the Spirit of God fall on us today. May we be struck and revive us again, O Lord. in a day and an hour when hundreds of thousands worldwide are bemoaning the fact that they've got visitations in their home, that they've got shadow people, that they've got sleep paralysis, all these phrases that are being used when it is the archai, the cosmocrata, the exousia, the poneus, pneumonikai, the unclean spirits that are engaging individuals. They've come through the doorways. So many people have opened doorways. They don't know what the doorway was. I didn't know in the 60s. In the early 70s, what a doorway was, but I was sure opening them. That dark side sure was synchronizing its satanic counterfeit to God's providence, drawing me in, trying to blind me, trying to keep me. Well, I'm going to ask you right now, many of you that have written in, many of you that have said so, the visitations in your home, the visitations in your life, the sexual rape. Listen, it's as though people have come out of the closets, writing, emailing, Facebooking, saying, Russ, for some, this will be like, wow, this is cutting-edge information. Man, I can't, you know. And I want you to know that I love the body of Christ. God's not called me to be a slanderer or a Pharisee. May God forgive me if I ever done it. I'm here in the trenches with the body of Christ. I'm here to stand under the lordship of Jesus and to battle and be a brother or sister to anyone, anywhere, any place. To learn from the great, to fellowship with the like, and to help the wounded. God's not called me to leave wounded believers bleeding in the streets. There's a lot of wounded, bleeding believers listening now, and all it is the enemy, you know, again, eating your lunch. God wants it to be stopped. In the name of Jesus, we've prayed ahead of time that God would literally, during the hour, during your listening, destroy demonic attacks, powers, lies, arrows, in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. May God do it now. May the ones that recon the show, may the ones that listen only to find out what we speak about, may those who do that to take and astral project or summon demons to ritually send. Well, you've got another thing coming today. God knows how to visit. You ever read Daniel chapter 1 when God invaded the demon-worshipping king with a dream, disturbed his life to no end, ultimately brought him down? God knows how to take a king, demon-worshipping king, that doesn't want to give God any credit, God any glory, wants to stand up in pride as Satan would do it, you know, claiming, I built this kingdom all by myself. Well, he ended up out in the grass like a cow eating grass for 7 years, like insane man. God knows how to deal with a Pharaoh. God knows how to deal with a Herod. God knows how to visit a Saul of Tarshish and stop him and save him. So today, in this context, may God stretch out his hand for those that have demons in them, for those that have subpersonalities in them, that usually will be told to shut off the broadcast. We've already prayed for you. You're still listening. To the believer that feels the Spirit of God moving, then please understand, God wants to fill you, refresh you, strengthen you, summon you to be the witness and win souls, be the prayer warrior and accomplish, and be a spiritual warrior without shame, without fear, standing, filled, feeling the fire of God from head to toe. In the world we're living in, church, body of Christ, they've ramped up on the other side. It's unprecedented. Let me say this. When we talked about Russian Psy Warriors, United States, CIA, NSA, all the rest, we talked about the black spiritual satanic Trojan horse brought in the 40s and 50s. Because if you're military, listen to me for a moment. Check it out. Armageddon down the road, strategy, military sims, all the rest. You have no idea that it is all by extraordinary manifested demonic power that will be accomplished. You either have the precursors to be sucked into it all and lose your soul forever, or you're listening now because the Spirit of God wants to draw you out. Whatever the cost, whatever it takes, whatever you have to walk away from, turn to the living Christ. Let the Spirit of God come into you. Renounce the dark side, the powers, the supernatural enablements that you don't even know what they are. Remote viewers, they don't even know what they're tapping into or what's tapping into them. So many of them are first-generation authors of books. They don't even know the presence they're talking about. I'll tell you, the Spirit of God said that they're the Planos, the Archai, the Cosmocrator, these demons of specific type, with a designated assignment to deceive you, number one. Number two, then to use you. They will only use those they've deceived. If you're being used to spread the deception, it is because you are deceived. You die right now in that state, you lose it all forever. You want the dark powers, Luciferian, that is in you right now and don't want to give it up? Oh, you can have it forever. South of heaven. 6 points on the notes today. If you listen to this broadcast, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Bunch of stuff on the website. Big old conference coming up here in July in Branson, Missouri, the Future Congress. They're going to allow me to speak on Saturday and on Sunday. Hope that you can come. Hope that you'll pray about making your way there. And every single believer that's coming should be pouring up the prayers in advance for nothing less than God to strike with great, great revival power. Acts chapter 4, nothing less. In the context, people get saved, people get delivered, people can get healed. We've seen over 20-some people get baptized at conferences too. Don't just come. It's an exciting event, that's right. There's going to be all kinds of lectures, that's right. It's going to be a big old thing. I can tell you now, I believe with every ounce of my being, there will be Luciferic infiltrators there. You're going to come in with Holy Spirit discernment blazing. You ready for a power encounter? Hmm. 6 questions, detecting astral ritual attack. Number one, do you know the weaponry of the dark side? Do you know the weaponry of the dark side? Do you know how real they really are? You remember the story in Mark 5, the demonized man. He knew how real it was. Everybody in the region knew how real it was. They couldn't help him. Such supernatural strength, he would break the iron chains naked and cutting himself. He's a cutter. Demons love the blood. They love the lavish. They love it. Whatever. They love it. It's a doorway. It's an access point. It's a release point. They want it. Do you know the weaponry of the dark side, the demons, what they have in them and on them, what abilities? You know their nature is so horrifically, I mean insidious in evil. They have nothing else. There's no mercy there. There's no mercy. They haven't dropped a tear since the fall, their fall. There's not one that has demonstrated a need or desire for repentance and turning around, nor is there any for them. Their choice was fixed for eternity. They were on that side of the fence. They saw it all. They made their choice. The weaponry of the dark side, well, listen, it counterfeit everything that God has done supernaturally. They're counterfeiting. Even in the future, the false prophet calling fire down. Can they create an earthquake? Yeah. Can they create a tornado? Yeah. Can they do any of the spiritual gifts of God? Yes. Can they engage individuals and make people think, oh, it's a shadow person. Oh, it's a it's a it's a it's a It's a sleep paralysis visitation. It's a little gray alien. Right. Right. You know the weaponry? Number one, deception. Their power to deceive, metaskizmazitai, to transfigure, their power to send presence out over an unaided fallen human being, their ability to create in the senses and communicate and say things to dazzle a human being. Their desire to give the human being abilities, psychic abilities, clairvoyance, telekinesis, telepathy, we'll give you abilities as long as we can ride your back straight, ultimately, to hell. And there is no coming back. Do you know the weaponry of the dark side? Do you know the ramping up? Do you understand the agenda? I guarantee you, I'm saying out of the books and out of the materials and out of the thing, I'm telling you, someone been on the field 35 years, I've been here a little while, that the body of Christ is not at the cutting edge of this issue and is losing ground consistently in this sense. That as the ramping up continues, as hundreds of millions more individuals, non-saved, without the Spirit of God in them, are being tapped into, that are tapping into and getting the experiences, the events, the voices, and all the stuff, getting the abilities, learning how to do things, getting out of their body by a power they don't have any idea. If they saw its face and realized what it was, they'd be astounded. The demons that were inside, legion, the demons that were inside the man, we are legion, for we are many. They spoke to Christ. We are legion, for we are many. Jesus commands Greek, ek, sternly, get out of the man. Here's now God in human flesh facing off with legion, for we are many. In a human being that's got the shreds of humanity left. They're so possessive. They're so in control of him. You know what the demon said? Listen carefully. Let us go into the pigs. Demons don't want to go to the abyss. You know that, right? You might not understand the abyss. They do. They know where it's at. They don't want to be sent there. Others have been. Oh, it'll be open someday in the future. Disclosure will occur. They'll come down upon the face of the earth. That gateway will be open sooner or later. And those without the Spirit of God, those without the mark of God, you're going to be struck. The demons said, let us go into the pigs. You know what it tells me? The demons were aware of what was in the region. The demons were aware immediately of the animals. They're not puffs of smoke. They're not just dumb, you know, little fogs that come into a person's life and want to pervert them. Though that's their nature. Are they aware of all the people around? Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who are you? They know who is born of the Spirit of God and who is not. Even deep, dark, satanic occultists know that. The demons inside make them aware. They're able to perceive and know. That's why when missionaries show up on certain fields and the witch doctors and sorcerers that have been there that are holding the power in the territory and the demons in the air are connected to the demons in the witch doctor and sorcerer and the objects on the ground in the temples, because that gateway and that control is there. When a believer filled with the Spirit of God, it's as if light is walking towards the darkness, and darkness sees, and darkness knows, and darkness scurries, and darkness moves the priest or the sorcerer or the witch doctor, summon the powers, send the powers against the man, the woman, the missionary, conjure and release spells and hexes and curses, do satanic warfare. Some in Mexico might hear it, some in Guatemala, some in South Africa, some in South America. That's where the old practices, insidious, in the hills where terror and fear And when some believers in Christ show up, the only thing to do is become as strong as possible, to become the greatest vessel, the window for God possible, to unleash with great, listen, the bolder you are, it's as if the broader the window God has to work through. Fear will seize you and shut the window. You and I have got to stand up defiant against the dark side. Quit worrying about your life. You're not going to live in that physical body. You don't want to anyway forever. You're going to have a new glorified body in the coming of Christ. Stephen didn't seem to mind when he was being stoned, and the glory of God was on his face, and his face shone, shining and outshining like that of an angel. And the religious Pharisee hypocrites of the day that was slaughtering him, well, when it came to human beings, he said, Father, God, Lord, hold not this sin against them. Redemptive power encounters. That's the ultimate. The sacrifice of Christ. Did he deserve to die? No. Did he have any sin, legalities from Satan or death? No. That's why he blasts apart Satan's keys, authorities, rights. That's why he comes and destroys sin, Satan, hell, death, all of it. Do you have this Savior in your life? Do you have this King of heaven dwelling in you? Do you have his power? Do you know him? It's experiential. You either know him or you do not. Question for the believers, do you know the weaponry of the dark side? Do you know that occultists, old sorcerers, new ones, and do you know that hundreds, listen now, hundreds of thousands of, you can call it satanic ritual abuse, DID, all those kind of phrases take away from what they really are on the inside. If they're unhealed, if they're intact, they are a satanic warrior. The subpersonalities have been through ritual after ritual after ritual. They've seen blood. They have no problem slicing into the skin. They have no problem hearing the screams of a human being. They love it because the demons fused in them are connecting with the demons, being drawn into the ritual, going to be drawn into them. It's a lust. It's a revel. It's ungodly. God in Ezekiel 8 called it detestable. Yet they have been for the last 30, 40 years in our tracking it down, not just reading about it, my friends, on the blood dirt ground where they summon the demons and send them. They're summoning demons and sending them into the air for spiritual air superiority in the sense. That's why you feel air oppression over your city and over your area. They're sending them, targeting pastors. They've learned that. They've learned what's going to happen in the future. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. When that targeting, when that assigned release sending of demons. Can I tell you right now that Luciferians, a multinational, I'm talking Europe, Russia, all of Europe, all of England. I'm telling you across the board, wherever there's a coven, wherever there's a ritually abused individual, you're going to find covens that know how to summon demons. They know how to do the old stuff. They know how to summon them and send them. They know how to put it in the air to keep the city blind and control. They know how to send them over the festivals and meetings of the politicians and of the military. They know Bohemian Grove very well. One of many high places around the world. How stupid human beings are at times, right? World leaders, world elite political, military, economic, and media moguls drawn this next month again to Bohemian Grove. What are they going to do? Sit out there in the woods? Little play going to go on? The priests? You know, how stupid political, military, economic leaders are. If only it was just a mock human sacrifice. Isn't that stupid enough? Hasn't that told you that their moral character, spiritual, moral character. Where is the outrage from one president who's been there and watched it? Where is the outrage from one senator, one military leader, one media mogul, one wealthy elite? Where is the outrage? How about satanic? How about satanic cloaking? The demons summoned at Bohemian Grove at that ritual are immediately sent on the human being sitting straight across that little lake, just like Revelation 16. There could be no advance to globalism without the constant summoning and releasing of demonic powers, fueling a global agenda. And the number one way on that side of the fence to do it, blood sacrifice of human beings, unwilling human beings, usually. Do you know the weaponry of the dark side, how they've learned to target your church, how they've learned to target pastors? Pastors waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning all of a sudden. I mean, do you know the difference? I'm going to ask this in these questions here. You want to drop down now to number 4, you can. Do you feel it? You feel in the air? Yes, so many people do. That's why I put that out there again and again. What you feel in the air is really there, and it corresponds to what's on the ground. What is building up? What is coming? What is happening in the world? The political, the economic turmoils are in direct correlation to the ramping up. You can feel satanic ritual warfare when demons are sent. I'll explain it this way. When demons are sent against you with assignment, it's like somebody from the outside of your house, they've thrown a rock and hit your house. You know what that'd be like, right? They've looked right at your window. They've got a rock in their hand, and they threw a rock right through your window. So the summoners of the demons, giving the assignment to the demonic, they send them right out to you. It's like a rock being thrown at you. It comes with force. It comes with designation. Whether it's confusion, whether it's sickness, whatever the assignment, if nothing is done, they've opened the legal right. They've opened the door. Yes, you can get sick. Yes, you can get cursed. Yes, you can have a lot of things done in that level of spiritual warfare. I'm not talking about general curses in the sense, as we read in the scripture, that that when it comes to a righteous individual, the curse, there's no landing place. That's true. But in ritual warfare, when we all have, as believers, warfare, Ephesians 6, this ramps it up. This unleashes it more. And your congregations, and then there's the infiltrators that come into the churches, that release things, that give demonized objects. And then there is among the hundreds of thousands of unhealed satanic, again, let's say what they are, satanic super soldiers. That's the designation. Chosen ones, if you want to call them that. I mean, that's the ones. Now, they're in your churches. They're in the military. They're in the government. They're in the NSA. They're across the board. They're all over Europe. They've had 60 years to create, and now there's 4 generations. There's 8-year-olds walking around with subpersonalities programmed, demonized, being used. And it burns my britches that we're not. Listen, that this secret power of lawlessness is operating this way. All I need to do is call on, and all I know to do is to call on every ounce of heaven's grace, power, might to bring healing and help to the victims and the vengeance of God on the demonic. And on the arrogant, unrepentant, flagrant perpetrators. God brought down Pharaoh. God brought down Herod. Book of Acts. One angel. One sword. Do you know the weaponry of the dark side? Do you know that everything the Spirit of God says in the Scriptures tells us that it's all going to ramp up beyond anything in human history? Do you know that it's real, that it's happening all around us? Number 2, do you know the weapons of your warfare in Christ? Do you know the unprecedented authority of Jesus himself? Do you know what he did on the cross? Do you ever read Colossians chapter 2 concerning what Christ did at the cross, making a open spectacle of the demonic powers and principalities, triumphing over all of them by the cross? You understand the blood of Jesus? You ever read Revelation 12, how they overcome the ancient dragon, Satan, and all of his forces by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb? There's no room for liberal, washed-down, weeny, fake Christianity. Not here. You're already defeated. They don't even care. The demons know. The demons know who Paul, the apostle, was. They know. They knew that he was there in Acts chapter 16, rather, and engaged that little demonized girl predicting things and being spiritually prostituted by the perpetrators. He got so agitated, he turned around and he focused on the demon. He spoke to the demon, not the girl. And he commanded it to get out of the girl in the name of Jesus Christ. And the demon left. I know that occultists and those listening who are occultists and are demonized, gritting their teeth, grinding their teeth, thinking about what ritual they can do, how they can draw blood out of their own fingers and put it on pages and send something. May the Lord's curse be on that. Proverbs, it says that the Lord's curse is on a wicked household. Do you know the Holy Spirit in power? Do you know the authority, and have you used that authority as you're supposed to? You see, you're not just told that you have the authority. What if you go an entire lifetime as a believer? I've got authority, I've got authority, I've got authority. You never used it. How absolutely ignorant. I mean, dear sweet believer and brother and sister in Christ, we haven't been given authority so we can go around with a badge and just say it. It's a tool. It's a weapon. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are strong. Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample, decimate, crush the dark side. Snakes and scorpions, figures in Scripture of demons. And to overcome, Nike's the Greek word, to overcome with decisive victory. The authority of Jesus Christ in the life of the believer when exercised brings an overcoming of all the power of the enemy. In the air, at a ritual site, on a demonized object, in a person, when somebody is demonized, astral projecting. Do you know the weapons of your warfare? Number three, do you know the Spirit of God? Are you clothed? You can use whatever phrase that have been used in movements, infilling, baptism, you can use power. I just like that Jesus said, you'll be clothed with power from on high. In the book of Acts, they were and they knew it. You can see a spirit-filled, spirit-clothed individual. You can feel them walk into a room. Power is all over them, in them, emanating out of them as they unleash Jesus. Christ is the centrality and spiritual power liberating them to proclaim the name of Jesus. Every demon fears it. Every single human being hearing it could be saved by that name. There is no other name under heaven given among mankind whereby we must be saved. The name Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, Savior, Messiah, God in human flesh. Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Are you yielded? Let me ask again, do you feel it? Well, listen, in the sense of you've got the Spirit of God. This is a spiritual thing. And when it comes to the demonic, I mean, there's individuals that are, you know, again, New Agers and others and people, and they're all white, you know, angels of light and light beings and energies and presence and all the rest. Unsaved individuals engaging the demonic are only perceiving what the demonic will to be perceived. Eve in the garden, she felt there was her senses were engaged in the conversation and in the interaction. Do you know the Spirit of God in power and grace and might? And do you know how to pray in the power and fullness? Listen to the Holy Spirit. Who's in the room? What's been sent? Does the Spirit of God know where the coven is? Does the Spirit of God know where the demons are? Does the Spirit of God know where the evil perpetrators are? Does the Spirit of God know what the assignment is when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And you know how to ask the Holy Spirit? You know how to listen to the Spirit of the Lord? It's time to spend time with the Spirit of the Lord to know. Acts chapter 8, take a read. Philip's Spirit-filled, winning souls to Christ everywhere, praying for the healing of some, seeing that. And of course, deliverances were occurring. Look at Samaria. Look at chapter 8. Look how it says, you know, an angel, of course, shows up and tells them which way to go. Cool. And then it is, he's able to quote the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told him to go over there and stand by that chariot. In prayer, the Spirit of God can tell you. In the area of spiritual encounters and battles, have you experienced anything? What about defeats and victories? When it's astral projection, here's my experience. When it's astral projection, it's as if there's hands-on. As if they can actually grab you with a physical hand, touch you with a physical hand, almost speak to you. Like walk around the house like a human would. When they enter in and come to right where you are, demons, listen, the demonization, they are so fused with the demonic presence. You don't know, you don't know whether it's a demon. I mean, normally it's just people, demons come. Well, it could be demons sent. It could be the regular warfare of Ephesians 6. But it could be just like Revelation 16, demons sent. I mean, this is in the scriptures. We should be at the cutting edge. Can be. When a demon-empowered human spirit, an astral projection, astral attack comes, the human, demonized, may have powers and abilities and things fused into them from the demon. Highly empowered, and especially if it's two or three of them. See, the Russian Psy warriors and others, they know, whether you agree or not, whether you believe it or not, they know what they're trying to do as far as killing. They try to teach U.S. military at Fort Bragg how to use those powers to extend, to explode a heart. So I'm going to tell you again that the future Luciferian globalist military individuals, you won't be able to be one without having demons in and on you and demon empowered. I mean, to many it'll be satanic transhumanism. Super soldier humanity mutated in such a way that they are completely shaped and fashioned for one thing. To be on the field of Armageddon in the future. To come against believers in Christ as they're ordered by the Antichrist. Listen, with 11 minutes left, let me go in. I have so much to tell you today, so much to go into today, and I feel such an urgency of the Spirit of God. I don't care where you are in all the countries that are downloading, in Russia, in China, listen, in New Zealand, my friend, and then all over South Africa, South America, around the world. For believers, you've been prayed for that God would visit you with great power, lift you up, take you out of the woundedness, take you out of hypocrisy, take you out of defeat, and under the lordship of Christ and the power and might and authority of Jesus, fill you, cleanse you, stand you up. Yeah, you've got to stand. You've got to make a choice. A choice to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. A choice to become a servant of God. A choice to wipe off the blood of the past. You ever hear the story of the great evangelist John Wesley in the streets of England preaching revival Christ in the streets where the reveling was going on and the drunkenness and the prostitution? He got up to preach and preach and preach Christ. Somebody threw a rock and hit him in the head. His head began to bleed. He reached up with the sleeve of his coat, wiped away the blood, and continued to preach. Great power fell. Many people got saved. Incredible engagement. The manifest presence of God's no little thing. May every Luciferian that has begun to listen, and you've already been prayed for in advance, may every Satanist and may every one that has a demon on them, right now in Jesus' name, may the demons be destroyed, their powers be rendered powerless, commanded in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. May there be a power encounter, and I ask that God won't leave you alone. Listen, when it comes to the astral projector coming in spiritual attack against believers, yeah, they want to bring harm. Their mindset is that of the demon. They're coming to bring harm. They're there to oppose you. Demonized people, that's the same way. If you have a demonized person in front of you, the demon is manifesting. I've never met a friendly, demon-possessed, manifesting person ever. In all these years, I've never had one say, "Hey, you're looking good today, Russ." Never. They want to kill you, cut your throat, cuss you out, scare you, spit on you, puke on you. They want to do everything. You just say, stop it. You're standing as a believer, authority of Christ dwelling in you. And when you look at the spirit, the demon, and say, stop it, you're commanding it. Yes, of course, in Jesus' name. But you're indwelt, clothed, cloaked with authority. It is meant for one thing, crush the demonic realm. Do you understand the potential of every church that would not only use massive intercession to pray for the salvation of souls? I mean, Acts chapter 4 shows this massive intercession for power to come, and power came, and they went out winning more and more souls, and people got healed, and people got delivered. Intercession. But incorporating into intercession now, warfare. Over your city, praying against all the dark powers in the air, on the ground, the secret covens, praying against all the demons lodging in every place, influencing government. And I mean, could you imagine just using the authority of Christ? Could you imagine the potential? Do you understand the necessity? Do you understand that you can start doing it without waiting for anybody else? There's an old hymn. There's a part of a hymn that says this: it only takes a spark to get a fire going. How do you stop the astral attack? How do you stop it when demons are sent? Do you understand that it's occurring? And I'm going to tell you, and some are saying, "Oh, I just don't know about the numbers, Russ." Well, it's because you haven't been where we have been all these years. Maybe it's not your field, and I can't tell you why, other than knowing that I had to. I knew this in the early 80s, even after being a believer only 5 years. That we had to give everything we could back in those days. I don't regret that, though there's a lot of pain, a lot of blood and guts, a lot of losses over the years. A lot. But the victories and the power of God and the salvation of lives and the crushing of the demonic and the sending away out of demons out of people's lives, all of the glory of God and what He has done far outweighs the price paid. I can only wish, and it's only my prayer, that we can do more now than we've ever done before. Stopping when demonized human projection is coming your way. Recognizing is important. And then recognizing when assignments come where there's an immediate effect. Sickness, you know, whatever it may be. The Spirit of God's inside you. Come on, get up, begin to discern. Ask the Lord. Do what Daniel did in Daniel chapter 2. They went and sought the Lord, and God revealed the mystery. He knows what lies in darkness. It's not as though the demons can hide from God. They might be hidden and cloaked in the way they operate from most humanity and so forth and most of the church, but not from God. And He dwells in you, Christian. The authority of the believer, just acknowledge it. You have authority in Christ, and it's meant, I mean, you're given it as a mission, not as a badge. It's a mission. You are supposed to trample the dark side. You are supposed to overcome all the power of the enemy using that authority. Number two, the aim of the believer in the release of that authority is strike the demon. That's point three here, by the way. Always strike the demon. If you feel stuff in the air, begin to pour out prayer against it and ask God to invade it and ask God to unleash. I mean, I love Psalm 68. I love the Psalms. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands upon thousands. God sends angels. I don't have to ask him to do that. I'm not saying there's a prohibition, but I don't have to ask him. He does that. He knows when and what. I'm still fixed on Acts chapter 4 when, by the Spirit of God, Peter knew how to say, stretch forth your hand. And so when I command the demon, if it's an astral projection, spiritual authority does not strike humanity. It strikes demons. So if it's somebody astral projecting in a congregation during a service or whatever, wherever, whenever detected, strike the demon. Command the demonic powers to be broken, cut off, snapped off. Pray as the Spirit of God leads you, and the human will snap back to their body, slammed. Coven, two or three of them, maybe a group, doing it together. Pour out some massive intercession. Ask God to stretch out his hand. Command the demons to be broken for God to attack the demonic realm, and you do it with the authority of Christ, ordering it shut down. Watch what happens. Just like Acts 16, just like Jesus in Mark 5, always strike the demonic with a spiritual authority. When it comes to the human being that's opening the door, being the gateway and so forth, well, ask God to stretch out his hand. If they are arrogant, unrepentant, and obstinately going to continue to be the window by which the demons use to harm people, then ask God to stop them, whatever it takes. Now, in this context of the individuals being used, I ask God to impact the practitioner. Number one, save them. Since God wills the salvation of all men, hey, Timothy chapter 2, hey, God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's in the book of Ezekiel. God's not willing that anybody perish, so I'm going to stand before the presence of God who wills the salvation of men, who wants the salvation of men, who desires to forgive, who desires to save, and I'm going to stand and pray in his will. Save them. Whatever it takes, God, save them. Crush the demons, destroy the demonic stuff, stretch out your hands, whatever encounter you need to get. If you need to visit them, you know, with a dream that disturbs them, if your hand needs to come on that coven and that group to bring the terror of the Lord that they melt in fear, just like the Old Testament, do it, Lord, to save them. But I also pray, Lord, whatever it takes, stop them. And if they're cutting up little kids and using people in human sacrifice and they won't, well then, God, whatever it takes. So much to say. You take it from here now in the presence of the Lord. We love you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Hey, remember us in prayer. Thank you for remembering support. Good night.